Christian and Passover. Sometimes people think those two words don't go together, but they do. If you look into your Bible, the Passover is not just a Jewish thing. It is a Christian thing. It's a thing that you, as a Christian, need to be observing. And the New Testament is very specific about the New Testament Passover.
Absolutely. One of the greatest of Christian writers, the Apostle Paul, wrote to a Gentile church many years after the death of Christ, the beginning of the church there in the first century, and he instructed this Gentile church in Corinth on how to observe the Passover as a commemoration of the death of Jesus Christ.
Now, one thing maybe for some, they might not know exactly what a Gentile is, but that's a non-Jew, someone that's not right. A Jew. And here's his instruction.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23, beginning there, the Apostle Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you." So this was instruction from him, from God to Paul, "that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." This was the night before Christ's death, when he met with his disciples in what is often called the Last Supper, but was really a Passover meal before that. And in that, he changed the symbols of the bread and wine. It says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" And so here we see that these old symbols, ancient symbols of the bread and the wine, were transformed by Christ on that night to have different meaning.
Tremendous meaning when you think about it. When you understand what Christ did that evening, this was not some Jewish Passover that what was his ultimate intent. His ultimate intent was to show the significance of his sacrifice. That's where it all begins, with the sacrifice of Christ. So at the New Testament Passover, it's a time that we proclaim and we herald the death of Christ, because with that sacrifice, it gives us the opportunity to begin the journey to salvation. And so we accept that and we understand that, and we recommit ourselves to him.
And it's on an annual occasion, just as the Passover service was an annual occasion on the 14th day of the first month of God's calendar, on a once-a-year basis, so is this particular observance. By Paul saying, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, he was not saying, giving carte blanche permission to do it as often as you choose. We do it as often as God instructs from the Scripture, and that was once a year.
And there's so much meaning behind the Passover. We certainly can't get into all of it in just a minute or two. But it's something that if you're unfamiliar with, you should check it out. It is a serious thing. It is an important thing. In fact, it is the beginning of the plan of God that shows exactly what God's doing.
And we're in that season of the year when this Passover service, this New Testament Passover service, is to be held by Christians. And we'll be talking more about this on future editions of BT Daily. Join us next time.